Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Contrasting responses from the Kremlin and sporting officials in Australia to that WADA report into doping of Russian athletes.
Yes, Fran, as you'd expect. The Kremlin has said until some evidence is presented, it's difficult to accept these accusations. They are quite groundless. Now, that's despite the claims by the WADA panelists that the Russian government was apparently complicit in the corrupt practices, and the Russian sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, allegedly issued direct orders to manipulate particular samples, and even a Russian intelligence service, the FSB, was said to have infiltrated anti-doping at the Sochi Olympics. They're fascinating allegations. And look, if the Russians think they're groundless, not so people here in Australia. They think there's plenty of ground, and most of it's pure dirt. Athletics Australia put the whole WADA report up on its website in the interest of transparency. And the CEO, Phil Jones, called on Russian athletes to be banned from the Rio Olympics next year, saying there wasn't time for Russian athletics, Russian sport generally, to prove that things were being cleaned up. Kitty Chiller, the chef de mission from the Australian Olympic Committee, said her organisation had great faith in Sebastian Coe, now the head of the International Amateur Athletics Federation, to do the right thing and would support him if he decided to ban Russia from the next Olympic. And that might be already out of Sebastian Coe's hands, because WADA has suspended the accreditation of the Russian anti-doping laboratory, and without one of those, if an accredited one, you're not able to compete at international events. But anyway, look, just in keeping everyone singing from the same hymn sheet in Russia, the Moscow lab chief, Grigory Rodchenkov, has called WADA idiots, Fran.
Idiots.
Idiots.
Tell me how it is.
Well, they've got 21 days to respond to their banning, and if that's going to be a one-word response, you would think that the ban's not going to be lifted between now and the Rio Olympics.
It's not a lot of nuance there, that's for sure. In rugby union, David Pocock, the latest member of the Australian World Cup squad, being wooed to Europe.
Well, look, it's an interesting story, this friend. I mean, as we know, he was the player of the whole Rugby World Cup, coming back from two knee reconstructions, and then also overcoming that infamous calf injury. And look, his manager has revealed yesterday that he's had offers from everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere that you could possibly want: Japan, the US, Britain, Ireland, Italy, and France. And it's not he's contracted to the ACT Brumbies until the end of next year, but it's not out of the question that he would go and look overseas. He's on 55 tests at the moment. Once you reach 60, which he will in the next little while, that allows him to play overseas and still appear for the Wallabies. And, you know, David Pocock's a different sort of bloke, and the allure of some exotic locations could be very hard to resist for him.
Yeah, sad to lose him from our political debate, though. He's into everything. He's a great contributor, not just on the rugby.
Well, that's what flankers are supposed to be, Fran.
Exactly.
They're supposed to be into everything.
Exactly. Good agility. On you, Fran. Thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you again at 7:30.